All right, everybody, welcome to Overdunk episode 12. This is the Competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Josh Zoinks Hebert, and I'm sitting down with the best Pokemon Unite teams in the world right now to talk about all things the game, the tournament scene, the meta, everything in between. I am sitting down right now with the team of Five Guys, one of the best EU teams in the scene right now. I am joined by two of their members. I've been informed that we might get a couple more throughout the show, but welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Yeah, no, welcome here. Guys, why don't we just get... I know one of you has already been on a Unite Mike show before. The other one, you're definitely getting all your badges in this Pokemon Unite run, so well done. But Vazid, you are new. So Vazid, why don't you introduce yourself, say who you are, what people might know you from, and then what role you play for Five Guys?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Vazid, obviously. I play support Eldegoss Jail for 3 seasons.
Okay.
Finally got out of it. And Potato is here!
Okay, well, suddenly, Potato. What's up?
Hello.
Welcome here.
I think people mostly know me for the Vazid cam on Brov stream that they had in the beginning.
Yes.
It kind of faded away. But...
kind of notorious, though. It's a pretty epic cam to have. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So, welcome, support player. Awesome. And Potato, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming, making the time. I know you had work and just stuff that you were busy with, so thank you for coming to hang out. But, Potato, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody watching, say who you are, what people might know you for, and then what role you play on the Team Five Guys.
I'm actually playing top lanes, and I'm not a planer, and also wait,
you got this, Potato. I'm a believer.
And poor guy just comes on the show, and I'm already badgering him with questions. All good, Potato. You are the top laner for the squad.
Yes.
Welcome here. Awesome, Tans. Why don't you introduce yourself and what role you play for the team?
Yeah, my name is Tans. I play jungle, mainly play like Greninja right now. Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay.
It's awesome. Jungler playing Greninja.
Hey, we love to see the Greninja. A lot of people have you up there as best Greninja potentially worldwide. So, yeah, I mean, you've definitely earned your right to be playing that character as much as you do. So, fantastic work, guys. Thank you again so much for coming on the show. I'm really excited to have everybody on. If we get more people in, fantastic. We'll introduce them as they come. But I want to talk a little bit about Five Guys, the team, and how you guys started as a roster. Can you guys kind of talk me through how this team formed in the first place? I know Pokemon Unite's kind of weird in terms of rosters. We have parts of rosters join other parts of rosters, and then some fall away and they come back, and it's kind of wild. But if just give me the best version you can of how Five Guys became a team and headed into these Road to Worlds.
Basically, like me, Eber, Vazid, and Brov, we played like since release.
Okay.
Like since we all like started playing Unite almost. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Brov and Eber joined different teams. I didn't really want to join a team without, like, my friends. So okay. I just kept, like, playing without a team. And then Worlds got announced. Brov had, like, NA members on his team, so they couldn't form a full team. Mm-hmm. And then we, like, talked about it and just made a team, basically.
Awesome. You got the band back together. That's fantastic.
Basically, yeah.
Sweet. You got Five Guys on the squad. And then, Potato, you are the other player that has joined in to fill in for top lane in this team before. Have you played with all these guys quite a bit before, though?
I mean, I started playing with them, like, since the new year. But actually, normally, I played for two seasons only solo queue, from what I know. People only know me from Chris Heroes, for what I know, because I played with him a lot of duo queue.
Sure.
So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you and Chris were that OG duo. I remember seeing you guys on stream all the time. So it was really, really exciting to see you fill it in for this roster. Okay, so this is how Five Guys has formed. The band back together. You brought in Potato as the top laner, and now you are a pretty fantastic squad. How long have you guys been, of this five players, have been a team for?
It's been like, 2 months, I think?
Okay.
2 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. So 1.5 months or something.
Gotcha. So you had a little bit of time for like prep work and everything like that before Worlds started then. You guys had a little bit of time. It's not like you were, you know, forming a team the night before. But you guys haven't been a team since the beginning of the game. Well, okay, sure. Yeah. There were some details to iron out, definitely. But, okay, so you guys have started to get to know each other pretty well now throughout the entire release of Unite. I love to ask a few certain questions. If anybody's listening who's listened to all the other episodes of this podcast, they probably know the next list of questions I'm going to run into, but they're my favorite to ask. I really do think we get a really good picture of the inner workings of the team when I ask this, especially this first question, which is always a banger. I need to know who the biggest inter on your squad is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's Potato for sure.
Okay.
I'm catching up, though. I'm catching up.
There's no way that's anyone else than Potato.
Okay, Potato. Anybody else you want to recommend, or are you going to take the blame for yourself?
Okay, I will take the blame.
Fair enough. You have to. Sometimes you have to follow that sword. Okay, guys, what's happening? Why is Potato the biggest inter on the squad?
I wonder.
I wonder, Vasid. I feel like, in my opinion, I think Potato plays well when we play like tournaments or scrims or shit, but I feel like just ladder, he doesn't give a fuck. Yeah. he just does not care on ladder.
Gotcha. Yeah, Potato, yeah. You're just running it up mid a little bit too many times in ladder. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, well, then I'm going to afford you this next question then, because if you got thrown under the bus for this first one, I need to give you the rights to answer this one. Who is the low-key carry on your team? Maybe the one that never gets credit, is that you? You're definitely allowed to say yourself.
In my opinion, I would say it's Eber, for sure. Eber is crazy.
Eber is crazy good? Okay, Potato, Eber's you're crazy, in agreement. Yeah.
Maybe what I'll say Eber. I'll think.
Okay. Yeah. All right, got you. A little bit Eber. Vazid, is that kind of your vote too?
No. No, you're looking at him. You're looking at him.
You're looking at him. I love that energy.
I sit on Tams 3 seasons now. I've sit on him every game we play. And no good, only when I miss it. That's the only time I get pointed out.
Vasid is Pog, but Eber will deal like 130k damage like every game and no one will even mention it.
Oof.
I did like 130k damage like one game and I'm like talking about it for like 5 games, like the rest of the day basically.
All right, sick. Well, shout out to Eber and then poor Vazid. Maybe one day people will be able to say Vazid is Pog and not put a butt right at the end of it because some unfortunate timing. But all right, okay, cool. Well, you guys have a ton of personalities on squad. I know you guys are friends. You have a lot of fun whenever you're playing. It's so much fun to tune into your streams. I know you guys have turned down the like actual hardcore practice streaming a little bit, you know, just in favor of making sure you guys are very competitive, don't want to focus on chat, want to keep some strategy silent. Totally get it. But we're missing out on a little bit of that inner team interaction that we love to hear, but we get to see it a bit on ladder. I want to know who the funniest team member is, who is always making everyone laugh.
And that's Vasid for sure. That's
okay,
sure.
There we go.
It has to be Vasid. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Potato's a little funny too because you never understand what he's saying. Laughing.
I feel like our team is probably like the most scuffed team out there.
Okay.
Like, it's like for sure the most like scuffed team out there. Like
really? Okay. Most scuffed team. However, basically. The funniest. All right. Sounds good. You guys
yeah,
have
basically.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Cool. So I feel like we're starting to get to know a little bit more about the team. We know Potato's got a little bit, maybe too much confidence sometimes on ladder. We know that Eber is a wicked carry, and we know that Vazid can actually pick up the spirits. Awesome. It's good to see that you guys have all of those roles sort of covered as a team. Let's start talking about the actual game that we're trying to cover right now. Let's talk a little bit about Pokemon Unite. Five Guys, like I said, you had a little bit of time to form a team before the world stretch was coming in, but not a ton. It's not like you guys have been playing for like an entire competitive season together or anything like that. Was that a pretty tough problem to overcome going into this first, especially the open qualifier rounds? Were you guys like just trying really hard to cement a roster? Was that like a big challenge heading into the first tournament?
Not really. We were pretty confident, to be honest, like in the first tournament.
Gotcha.
Like, even though we weren't a team before, like, Worlds, we played, like, I probably haven't played with any support more than Vasid or any tank more than Brov. Gotcha. And it's same with like attacker. I haven't probably played with anyone like more than ever as attacker.
Gotcha.
So like we used to play a lot before. Yeah.
That's awesome. So maybe officially you guys weren't a team before in the past, but you had so much practice together. It didn't really seem as a problem at all. You guys had the confidence and the strength in roster. Let's face it. You guys are a cracked squad. Like players on your team are some of the best in role. Definitely. Like five guys is holding it down in that EU section. Okay. Well, let's actually bring up your most recent tournament. I know you guys didn't win it all, but hey, a really, really nice placement overall in the tournament. Still, you guys locked down that top four placing. You are not going to need to be playing in those open qualifiers again. It's going to give you a lot more prep time headed into these next March finals. So I want to bring up the actual bracket on stream. I'll also stream it to Discord here so you guys can see it. There you go. So if you guys want to see what I am talking about. But so this was the bracket, your EU final, the top 16 teams that have made their all the way through. You guys found yourselves on the top side of the bracket, which I think with people who were just like looking at it as a, you know, as a quick glance, probably thinking that that is the slightly easier side of the bracket. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, for sure.
So easy, actually, very easy.
There's some.
We got the banger. We got the banger bracket.
Yeah. We coin flipped it so good.
We got the banger bracket.
Yeah, okay. one day when the points actually, well, I guess we already have some points accumulated. Seeding will sort of iron itself out, hopefully, eventually as these tournaments go on. But first one, random seedings, they're gonna have some fun games. But all right, let's talk about your first matchups. You won your first two games, both 2-0. Dominant wins against Infinite Void and Attack on Razor. I believe that Chris Heroes was also like casting all your games too, I think that day of, which was pretty awesome. If anybody who's like watching this and didn't get to go see those, go find that VOD. Chris does an awesome job covering your team. Really hype moments. It's so cool. Go turn into it. But you guys played against Infinite Void and Attack on Razor. Any notable things to take away from these games? Were either game really difficult? Any situations that came up in these games? Or are they pretty much all the way through, were they five guys' games to win?
No, I would say we deserve to win, like, these games for sure.
Okay, gotcha. We're,
like, I feel like we just deserve to win them, basically.
No flipping, no flipping situations anywhere or anything like that?
Not really.
One
game against PogChamp where Potato lost tier 1 tower.
Okay, all right. Alright, well let's jump to that game then. Let's jump to the third game. If the first two weren't super notable, let's jump into your third game. This is definitely your first tough matchup. Let's face it, PogChamp, definitely I think everybody had them in their top five EU teams. You guys, PogChamp, Yermans, Random, and then Apes Unleashed, of course, had this, that, you know, the infinity gauntlet of EU, if you will. And this is your first matchup against one of those teams, but it ended up being 2-0, which I think a lot of people expected a much closer game going into this game, but you were able to take it pretty handily. I know PogChamp's been having like their top laner, Seiryu, cracked player, but was taking a bit of a break from the game for a while, so maybe not coming in as hot and fresh, but anyways, 2-0, but there was a little bit of a situation I'm hearing, top lane.
Yeah, Potato.
What happened, Potato?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Blocked it out. It's all blocked out. I will not remember.
No, to be fair, I can't remember what happened either.
Okay, gotcha. But the game itself, it definitely ended up in your favor. A 2-0 win. When you guys are going into a game like this, like I know you're super confident. You've played together a ton. But PogChamp is another respectable team. Does the switch get flipped somewhere in this tournament bracket of we need to take this game a lot more seriously? We're going up against some really good competition at this point. Or is this, or is your mindset kind of the same all the way through a bracket like this?
Personally, for me, it's like actually almost always the same, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we decided that the day before we would try hard every game.
Okay.
Because we wanted to 2-0 bracket. Because it was such a like good bracket for us that we had to prove that somewhat we deserved to be top 16 anyway.
Okay.
So we just decided to stomp every team.
Okay, awesome.
Which we managed to do.
So you guys were like locked in right from the beginning. That's really, really cool. That decision of there's like, we need to stomp everyone. We need to prove that we belong here. Blah, like all those kind of things. Was that just kind of a unanimous like thought, an idea everybody had? Or was there like one or two players that sort of made it, you know, a pregame speech, if you will, a locker room kind of rowdy rise up to be like, guys, we got to
really
get in
there. Not really a pregame
speech. Okay.
Not really a pregame speech, but I just wrote in our team chat, like, yeah, let's 2-0 everything.
Okay, yeah. Sure. That's the edited down with no swear words version. I'll take it.
Basically it, yeah, basically.
Okay,
it. Awesome.
Yeah, you wanted 2-0 every situation. Cool, I did see that Puck, that Potato, you did post a fun screenshot in our Discord chat just now with a Zapdos at a dangerous level. Was this a pretty memeable moment in this game versus PogChamp?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. What's happening here?
I just like press Pyra Punch, but I didn't stall it with Pop. I just stall it with an auto attacker.
No, the
story is much better, actually. What he did, he completely ran it down when Sap spawns, so we're 4v5. then we get completely wiped. He spawns back, runs to Sap, pops, fucks up the last hit, and then auto steals it, and we win the game.
Auto steals the attack.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys were saying the potato's inting. Sounds like to me, like, he's just owning. Sounds like everything was coming up potato. I was doing everything right. Okay, well done.
Yeah, he redeemed himself for sure.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, well, you next are headed into the winner's finals match. So this was one of our featured matches. You guys were on stream and everything like that. The first official, you know, like EU and NA Pokemon Unite official stream. I already asked you guys this question a couple of times, I feel like, but was there a bit of a mentality switch knowing you're going to be on stream? Even just like a more excitement? Or was this like lock-in mentality? Did it stay strong? Did the Tans direct message in the group chat just completely level head you guys all the way through?
Nah, to me it was still the same. Like I'm okay. So used to like streaming and stuff, so mm-hmm. For me it wasn't really any different, to be honest.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Vizied Potato, did it make you a little bit more nervous to be on stream or not at all?
I was just doing PP more often.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
He was basically going to the bathroom every set. Between every game he went to the bathroom.
Yeah, legit.
Amazing. Yeah. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. Potato, I understand. It happens. As long as the in-game stuff isn't too crazy. But alright, this is your game. You go up against the Yurimin. So, really solid squad. We Blaine, Nazu, Urza, like all of these really, really awesome team. I have them on the podcast. Talk to them a little bit about this game. But you guys went into against a score comp in this situation, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And so, unfortunately, this game ends in a 2-0 loss. Now, Vizied, I need to talk to you about this specifically, because the night before this tournament, you and I were in your Twitch chat trying to figure out how to beat score comp. You laid it out for me. We had a drawing on Google and everything. And unfortunately, it didn't look like it worked out. So I guess this is my way of saying, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm part of the reason that you guys lost. Our coordination was not on point, Vizied. So I'm very sorry to hear that. But guys, talk to me about this game. What sort of went down to make this a 2-0 loss for you guys?
Ingredient.
Okay, gotcha.
Ingredient. Legit ruined our whole tournament.
No, literally, on ladder EU, no one is playing score comp, so we actually have like no practice against it.
Okay.
Like this same day, we beat them on ladder in the morning.
Okay.
When we did like some warm up games, and they played the exact same comp. We played our exact same comp, and we beat them on ladder. But then for some reason, when we actually played the tournament, we tried to change the tactics and go 2 top instead of just 1-1-3.
Okay.
And and then we just got run over both games.
Gotcha. So you tried to adapt knowing what they were playing incoming, but you're saying that just, was it less of, well, actually, Tense, let me ask you this. Was it a little bit more of you guys got in your own heads, you overthought it, or would you just, or do you think the change was good, you just weren't practiced enough on the change?
Like, we don't really have practice versus score comp, because mm-hmm. no one really plays it on EU ladder, but
right.
it's like you said change. As well. I think we just overthought it as well, because I kept saying to the boys, like, we beat them on ladder this morning, like, we should just do the same thing.
Okay.
We can probably beat them again.
Gotcha.
But okay. we were pretty calm. Like, the boys wanted to change the, like, setup, like, the tactics we're running.
Uh-huh.
I was down for it, and, yeah, it didn't work out.
Well, sounds like the boys are being thrown under the bus a little bit here, but...
yeah, Vasid! Yeah, Vasid!
It worked, though!
Okay.
I don't think getting too old is working.
Ooh,
yeah.
I blame bot lane. I wasn't bot, so it wasn't my fault.
Unfortunate, but okay. Well, hey, yeah. The silver lining, good news is, at this point, you guys had already clinched that top four spot. You guys knew that you were going to be able to actually make it into those next finals. I know, like, trust me, I'm not saying that that's taking anything away from this. I know your team wants to win. You're a very competitively minded team. You definitely want to be taking every game you can. But that you do have there. I, as the podcaster, I can say that there's some positives here. Maybe not as in the game, it'd be more frustrating. But you go up against Random Gaming in the losers finals now. You find yourselves all the way down here. This game ended up being a little bit closer in terms of scoreline 2-1, yet you were up against another Greedent. Did that end up being the problem yet again? Gatlu's Greedent is like stuff of EU legend, so.
I think we mental boomed. We saw a Greedent in champ select and no one wanted to play him.
No.
We wanted to go sleep.
I see. Okay, it has been a long tournament. You guys have probably been waiting for this match for like quite some time. So you guys are waiting a little bit too long. You saw the Greedent mental boom clicked in a little bit too much.
Kinda.
Okay.
I feel like we were inting as well. Like we could have beat them for sure, but we were like, yeah. Doing a lot of mistakes. Like, okay. I was doing a lot of mistakes as well. Like, I was playing very bad this set.
I see. Well, unfortunately, I guess Tans, your group DM only lasted so long. I got you through a lot of games, but just the mental rock that it was not quite enough. We got to make sure you pepper those in throughout the tournament next time.
Basically.
Sure you guys are getting gassed up, you know, accordingly, as much as you need to. But, all right, so you guys went down to Random Gaming. And, I mean, another little token of, you know, it not being as tough of a pill to swallow. Random Gaming did go on to get the bracket reset and win the whole tournament. So, you guys did lose to the number 1 and 2 teams. So, definitely some strong, strong competition in EU right now. We're looking at some really, really good... really, really good teams, and you guys are up there with the best of them for sure. I think everyone can completely agree. Let's talk a little bit about the two comps that beat you, though. Let's talk about Score Comp and EU. A lot of people were like, it's a new surge in EU. No one's been playing this much Score Comp. But then, like, you look at Yermans and Random, they've been playing a lot of it recently, and they've been making it really work. Was it just like a lack of preparation for score comp? Was it just like the mental boom? You're just frustrated having to play this. What was really like, you know, the key factor that made this super tough to go up against?
I personally have played versus score comp a lot because I used to play like NA stacks a lot and we would get matched into like JP or Korea a lot. I've played against it a lot, but it just recently I haven't played it.
Gotcha. Whoa. Not as often.
Oh,
does disappear.
Johns is gone. All good.
Okay, he's back
eventually.
I'm back. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you. My Discord just updated in the middle of my sentence.
That's a quick update, though. I'm impressed.
Yeah, it literally just updated. Yeah. What did I say? I said we just have no practice against it, basically. Like literally zero practice. Yeah. I think if we had played some more score comps, like, I think we would have done much, much better.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, let's talk about score comp going forward then. Do you think that this is now going to be a big threat going into the rest of the EU tournaments that you're going to be running up into? Do you think a lot of teams are going to stick to this score comp strategy? Or do you think because everyone's seen it now, there's a lot more practice, And not to mention, there's a new Pokemon that I think does a pretty good job of countering score comp or enabling it. Kind of depends on who you ask. do you think you're going to see more and more score comp going forward in EU tournaments?
I'm not sure. It's hard to say now that Hoopa got released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hoopa, full new meta.
Hoopa, yeah, really doesn't fit score comp at all.
Yeah, definitely not. Okay.
It's like the opposite, basically. But I'm not sure. I think more time has to pass, like, to be able to actually say if people are gonna, like, ignore Hoopa, keep playing score comp, or if they're gonna make Hoopa super meta and just, like, even now I feel like people are playing Hoopa really, like, bad. I feel like in 1 month people are gonna do some crazy stuff with Hoopa.
Okay. Well, let's jump into that then. Let's start talking about this new Pokemon that we have released. Hoopa is in the game. It loves donuts, and eventually we all did too, because now we all should have it unlocked by now. Hopefully, if you're grinding that out, I think it's for purchase now, finally. But Hoopa's been released. The initial reaction from the community to this Pokemon has been really interesting. I think it may be one of our most mixed reactions we've ever got, like, in terms of general community. Like, if I ask any team, it's almost always a 50-50 split of I love Hoopa or I cannot stand this Pokemon. So let's just get that. Just a quick, off the cuff, what are your guys' reactions, each of you, to this new Pokemon being introduced into the game?
I personally think it's strong, but I don't really care for it. Like, I don't mind playing against it, and I don't mind playing with it either.
All right, so sort of on that middle ground somewhere. Okay, Potato, how about you? Do you like Hoopa? Do you not like Hoopa?
Yes, I like, because I don't need to even move from my lane. Vazid can just teleport me to fight.
Yep, there you go. Okay, well then, Vazid, you're the player who's actually going to be playing this Pokemon. Your thoughts on this Pokemon. Do you like it? Do you not like it?
Anything that takes me out of Eldegale is good.
Okay,
so gotcha. I'm happy.
Awesome. Well then, actually, let's touch on that then. Is Hoopa, at this point in the game, a must pick? Are they that strong that they are a perma pick in every comp?
Or should they be?
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And we were talking about this a little bit before the cast started, but I know some people, especially in NA, have been kind of leaning into this trick Shadow Ball comp. I personally do it in solo queue because I know that no one on my team is going to be using my portals ever, and it's totally not because I don't know where to put the portals. So I definitely have to go with trick Shadow Ball for my own sake, but I also see most teams are opting into the full-on teleport build. Is that your opinion of what's best, Vazid?
Yeah, I feel like Trick Shadow Ball is like good solo queue build.
Yeah.
But if you're going it in a 5-stack, you're completely trolling your team.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, the amount of value you could be giving your team is kind of taken out. Yeah, I've seen a lot of team members like think that Hoopa's Unite move, giving that portal, is the only portal that it really needs. But still having those portals not all the time available is tough to have. I had Full Send on this podcast just recently ago. Snow Points, another support player who's been in that Eldegoss jail for a long time, has been playing more of that Hoopa as well, and loves that portal build too. So I think the portal build is definitely at least our initial stage in this meta is going to be the rock solid pick going forward. Tans and Potato, I want to know a little bit though, how do you guys play around a Hoopa? Potato, you were saying that you pretty much never need to leave your lane. You always have Vazid's portals for you.
Yes. Right. I'm just waiting, working, just asking for the effort.
Yeah. Immediately. Yeah, true. I've actually asked some players this when we've talked about Hoopa recently, is do you find yourself getting a little how do I call it, lazy? or just a little bit, nagging on your team? Like, how many times a game are you finding yourself like, Vazid, portal me, come on, please?
Every game.
Exactly like Potato now.
Or just like even thinking like, I bet Vazid could have portaled me back there if he had it up. He totally could have saved me. So I think Hoopa players are definitely going to be taking a lot of burn notice here with their teams getting upset at them going forward in the future. I think it's a pretty big danger of that Pokemon. But Tance, how about you? When you're playing a jungle role, how often do you interact with the Hoopa portals and things like that?
Oh, it's right now, it's a lot, actually. Like, okay. I play Greninja.
Mm-hmm.
I just go in, lose all my HP, reset, come back. I keep doing this like 50 times until I kill them all.
Okay,
and
yes.
It's basically just this, yeah.
Okay, and we were actually talking about that just a second ago, before the podcast again. I know we had a big pre-show. We should have had it all live on Twitch for that. But we were talking a little bit about the difference. Greninja, Cinderace, two of like the most prominent jungle picks right now. We've seen an uprising of Charizard a little bit, mostly just because of the counter of Scorcop, blah, blah, blah. We'll get into that eventually at some point. But you are picking the Greninja because you find that it interacts with Hoopa a lot better than Cinderace, correct?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you can, like, go in so much easier with, like, Greninja. Cinderace, if you, like, Blaze Kick in, you almost, like, every time die. You just want to use Blaze Kick to, like, peel yourself most of the time. Like, right. You can use it to go in, but it has to be, like, good moments. Mm. And Greninja, you can just, like, force stuff whenever you feel like.
Okay, gotcha. It puts definitely the, you know, the emphasis on you and when you want to plan those engages. And if I've watched a lot of competitive team, like, esports, and in any team game, whenever your team is setting the pace, whenever you are initiating on your clock and not the enemy team's clock, that is always, always, always a good thing. So I think that makes a lot of sense. It's going to be enabling your team to do better things, but more importantly, it's going to be enabling you to find all that value, and then Vizier can just bail you out when you get on low HP.
Or not.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been trying a lot of Gardevoir with Hoopa as well. I feel it feels good.
Okay.
Yeah, because you like it. You can take like aggressive trades and like either one-shot someone with like Future Sight and... I don't know what the other spell is called. Psychic? I don't even know. I have no clue.
Moonblast?
I have no clue. No. Not Moonblast. The other one. In the same...
Yeah, it's Psychic.
It's Psychic. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. You just throw like Psychic, Future Sight, and you can like either one-shot someone.
Mm.
You lose like half your HP. You teleport back, come back, and you can just like keep doing this. Like just keep poking people.
It makes sense.
It puts a lot of pressure on enemies, but I'm not sure if it's good enough.
Do you guys think that like burst damage dive comps are going to become the norm with Hoopa, especially with a Hoopa on the other side, giving that constant threat of the enemy team able to just leave, get full health, and come back? Do you think the potential for bursting down an enemy and not giving them a chance to leave is going to become way more important in this current meta upcoming?
Maybe. I feel like Lucario with Pop CC and Smoke is already so good against Hoopa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because you see, like... You can already see like where they're gonna come back. You just charge up your pop. You just pop into four people, close combat smoke. It's like slow smoke. They're all like 3 HP.
Yeah, Hoopa like, doesn't have it up.
They just,
makes sense.
Yeah, they just reset. They come back and like this happens. It's like,
yikes!
It's so bad. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, Potato, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this meta too. Now, I know that you have definitely, a lot of people know you as a fantastic Garchomp player, for sure, running that in lane as well, but I know you've also been playing Lucario for this team. Has the team not been letting you play the Garchomp? What's up with this?
I can play Lucario, like, I just only like using Lucario often like in scrims or tournaments, but
okay.
On ladder I really don't like it. Like using it's just like boring. I don't know. I can like explain
understand.
This.
Yeah, no, it's more fun. I think I think that's a pretty good reason. Yeah. But okay, I actually wanted to discuss that a little bit. Fazeed, it's changed for you a bit because you were known, unfortunately, as almost all support players, you were stuck in Eldegoss jail forever, right? And but now you get to be on that Hoopa. But Tans and Potato, you guys are definitely known for like some specific Pokemon. I mean, Tans, you're probably, I've always lauded you as one of the reasons that Greninja is still played so much in EU because you're so good at it and it's played so often that a lot of teams are going to be wanting to pick up that slot as well. When you guys go up against other teams, do you think that that gives them a little bit of an advantage because they know what kind of picks you like to go onto? Another team member that you guys don't have on the podcast today, but Bruv is known as like the best mime in the world, but he's also one of the only mime players that really picks it as often as he does. Do you guys think that it's more advantageous or disadvantageous for you guys? I mean, one, you have the best players on those roles, but you also, the other teams know what you're going to be picking.
I personally don't care because, like, I know I'm better than like every Greninja I play against, so I don't care.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
It's true though. It's true. Like cool. I've literally seen so many like EU players quit playing Greninja because they keep playing against me and they keep losing. It's not working. Then they go like Cinderace, Charizard, whatever, Greedent.
Okay.
And yeah. Like, in my opinion, I always say it as well. Like, I don't think Greninja is even a good character right now. Like,
all right.
You don't snowball with Greninja, it feels like the game feels so bad.
Yeah, Greninja from behind is pain.
It's
for
sure. Very, very bad. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Well, Vazid talked about you're finally out of LDJ. You get to play this Hoopa. When you get to play for the team, what are some of the most like your I mean, you're new to the character, but I'm sure you've been grinding a ton and ton and ton. What are, like, the biggest things that you found that you need to always be keeping yourself aware of on Hoopa, where you didn't need to as much on Eldegoss?
Well, first thing first, you have, like, another button to think about, like Magician passive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I completely inked it. I have it up for, like, 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, shit, I can take their berries.
Yeah.
And then I click it.
Your berries are always gone somehow, and they have six. Yeah,
yeah.
It hurts.
It's the tiny amount of inting.
Okay.
And then portals, you have to like, it's weird. Yeah, you have to think about your teammates like travel distance and speed. You have to think out X and Y and Z. Then
I've seen Vasid do some crazy stuff on Hoopa, not gonna lie.
Really? Okay, good or crazy bad?
No. He's done some good stuff, and I've seen him do some crazy bad stuff as well.
Yeah, the Dreadnought. Like,
the Zapdos. There was this one game, we're like up with like 300 points, we just need to dunk in their base to win. Vasid runs through 5 enemies from Zap Pit through their jungle, like... straight into like through 3 like the entire team. He says, boys, I'm ulting here, teleport and come dunk. We listen to his call. 5 enemies are standing there waiting for us. We just get 5 ults like on top of us. We all vanish. We lose the game.
I forgot.
Yeah. Listen, you're never gonna know it doesn't work unless you try it, right? So you gotta get these ironed out before the official tournaments when those actually start up. But okay, awesome. Let's transition into that actually. So right now, like I mentioned before, when we were going through your bracket, you guys have secured that top 4 spot. So you do not need to play at all in these upcoming March Open qualifiers. So you have a little bit more like practice time and things like that. Or you have a little bit more time to take a break. What is your team's kind of perspective been to it? Are you kind of letting off the gas now that you already have this position locked up? Are you taking a bit of more relaxed schedule? Or is it the flip side? Are you using all this extra time to practice?
I'm going to take a break, like 1 week, and then I'm going to get right back into practicing a lot.
Awesome. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Vizina and Potato? What are you guys going to be doing?
I don't know.
You guys are gonna play every day. I don't care.
No. Coach Tance is on vacation, texting the group chat, making sure that everybody's still playing. All right,
I'm gonna check from my phone. I do not care. These people on boot camp, especially Potato.
All right, the Tance whip has been unleashed, so definitely watch out. Okay. All right, well, you guys are going to be heading into that top 4 qualifier. And the other side, you're going to be going up against Yermin Burger Flippers and let me just bring up that break, of course. And then Random Gaming, of course. And then the last team that made it into that top 4 slot is going to be PogChamp as well, right? By making it to Winners Finals, am I correct? Yes. Yeah. So those are the 4 teams going in into that tournament. Where do you think right now? I know it's a brand new meta. It's fresh. It's kind of crazy. Out of those top 4 teams that are going to be making it to the finals immediately, where do you guys think you rank in that top 4? Are you the best out of those 4? Are you in the same placing where you finished at 3rd? Where do you guys kind of think you sit at the moment with this new meta?
It's so hard to say because we haven't played too much together now after the last tournament, and we haven't played the other teams either. I feel like they haven't played, but I don't know. Yeah, but I still personally think we're probably the best.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely, I think the community consensus is pretty easily you guys are the best standard, like, team comp team going into this game for sure. Whether the score comp comes back or not, I know Blaine has been talking a lot about how no one's going to play score comp because people are going to know how to counter it. I don't know if that's just 400 IQ tweets from Blaine because they're just going to keep playing score comp and he's trying to get everybody off of it. I don't know if that's the case, but who knows? We'll leave him to his own social media grind.
I was literally thinking the same thing when I saw that tweet.
Exactly.
I was literally thinking the same thing.
Yeah, there's some propaganda being thrown around by the German Burger Flippers for sure. We'll have to figure that out when it gets into it, but yeah. Okay, awesome. Vazid, Potato, where do you got, how about you? I know Tance has got the utmost confidence in the whole roster, making sure that you guys are working your asses off going forward here. How about you guys though? Do you think you're the number one seed going into this next tournament?
I don't know.
I'm a support min. I'm not allowed to have ego.
Okay.
Not wrong. I think we're top two, and I won't say who's third. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yep. Gotcha.
That's fair.
All right, sounds good. So let's talk. I was going to ask you guys about team comps. Are you going to try to learn score comp, all those kind of things? But honestly, with the Hoopa being added into the meta, it really seems like there's no telling what comps you'll have to learn, what comps you'll have to go into against. I know you guys are going to be playing your game. You're practicing a ton. I'm really, really excited to see what Five Guys can bring in this next tournament. I think everybody's excited to watch you guys. You guys have big stream followings. Everyone loves you guys. You're so much fun to watch. I'm glad you came on the podcast today. So we're going to kind of close to the end. And we're going to be wrapping up soon. So first off, thank you so much from me and Unite Mics for joining the show, you guys. You're always welcome back, by the way. A red carpet is always out to the guys of Five Guys, just so you know.
Thank you.
Of course. But as we end the show, I ask this question to every team I have on. Mostly because this podcast is definitely for the competitive community. It's made to make a spotlight on the top teams, all that kind of thing, for me to get a chance to talk to everybody, see the inner workings of teams, the little bit of history of Pokemon Unite, that kind of thing. But another thing we have is a lot of listeners are tuning into this show who are like just getting started by playing Pokemon Unite. They've just hit Masters, they've been grinding a lot, they're getting pretty good, but they haven't quite joined a team and entered any tournaments yet. I'd like to give a little bit of a shout out to them. And I'd like to ask kind of each of you, you guys are some of the best in the game right now. I want to get you guys just one tip of how a really good player, they made it to Masters, they're doing their thing, how they can go from good to great. How can they start competing in tournaments and being competitive? You can keep it specific to your role if you want, or it could just be about anything you want at all. But Tans, why don't we start with you? What's one solid tip you can give to a new competitive player?
I would say if you want to get really good, mm-hmm. find the four people you play, like you only play with this stack. You don't play like a new stack every day. I think like this is one of the worst things you can do.
Okay.
Like, play with the same stack every day. Like do your mistakes, learn from them, keep playing a lot. That's basically it in my opinion.
All right. Got you. Grind, then, but make sure you're grinding with like-minded people. Okay.
Basically. Yeah. That's my opinion.
All right. Vazid, why don't you go next?
Well, these are for the support players.
Okay.
Playing solo queue.
Shout out.
Never trust your teammates.
Okay.
Do not play support. No, do not play it. Play Lucario. Play Greninja. Play Cinderace. Play Greedent. Dragonite. Anything. Do not play a support. It doesn't work. You're never going to get anywhere. No.
Okay. All right. Well, just so we're all clear, the tip for support players from Vazid HD is... don't play support, Forehead. Okay, sounds good. Potato, how about you? Do you have a tip that can make a good player go to a great player?
I think people should like play other MOBAs. Since like this is
okay.
Like if you played like before other MOBAs, you are gonna probably have better experience in Pokemon and such. Easier like game, but it's also good practice in Pokemon. So you can play it, but you need more experience.
Gotcha. A more holistic idea.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's always I can't remember exactly the great quote, but when you're looking for inspiration on something, make sure you look everywhere else except that thing, because that is what's going to inspire you. So, awesome. Awesome. Great advice, everybody. Guys, again, thanks for coming on here. I want to give each of you a chance to sell out, shout out, plug whatever you want. Where can people find you on the internet? Where can they tune into your stuff? All of that. Tans, why don't we kick it off with you?
Kid Tans everywhere. Literally everywhere, right. Kid Tans.
Sounds yeah. good. Vazid, why don't you go next?
Well, I want to shout out my mom for making me. Out. Yep. And being able to be here. And TTV Vasidishi. TTV Vasidishi.
Okay, great. We got the mom once, and then we have the Twitch twice. That's priorities. Absolutely. Okay, Potato. Potato, do you have a Twitter, a Twitch, anything like that that people can follow you at?
I have, but anyway, like, I'm not really using this. I really don't care.
Okay.
Woof, woof, mark, mark.
Mark, Mark. No. Yo, shout out. I saw Zogog asking for something like that in the chat already today. So, all right, sounds good. Well, guys, make sure you go tune in there. I know Five Guys also has a Discord that they just started up really recently. So go join that Discord as well. It's a really hype place. I'm in there, so you get to see me, which is just so worth your time. So make sure you guys go and join that. Just a little quick plug on the Unite Mic side of things. Guys, this podcast is on Twitch, and we put it on YouTube as well. But we are finally on all podcast platforms. So Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, everything. So it just does the show so much of a favor, especially in these first early weeks when we're finally up everywhere. If you can just rate and review, there's that 5 stars everywhere you can. It helps the show grow so, so much, get more discoverability, and help grow the Pokemon Unite scene a little bit. So that's just going to be my little plug for the show. Follow that, follow the Twitter, all that other stuff. You already know. But guys, for 5 Guys Unite, for me, Zoinks on Unite Mics, that will be the end of Overdunk this week. Thank you so much for coming, and we will see you tomorrow evening. I'm going to have Gengar Goons on here. That's right, 2 episodes, 1 weekend. We out here. I'll see you guys next time.